ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ब्रह्मानन्दम् परमसुखदम् केवलम् ज्ञानमूर्तिम् द्वन्द्वातीतम् गगनसदृशम् तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकम् नित्यम् विमलमचलम् सर्वधि साक्षिभूतम् भावातीतम् त्रिगुणरहितम् सद्गुरुम् तम् नमामि. I heard this lecture on Dakshinamurti Stotram by Swamiji 1984, September. August. And you are listening in same August 10. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam.
Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam.
Pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhotai yatha nidraya. Bahirivodbhotai yatha nidraya. Yassakshat kurute prabodha samaye.
Yassakshat kurute prabodha samaye.
Swatmanamevadvayam.
Swatmanamevadvayam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Can I chant it now?
Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivo bhutayata nidraya. Yassakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanamevadvayam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Bijasyantarivankuro Jagadidam.
Bijasyantarivankuro Jagadidam.
Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha.
Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha.
Bijasyantarivankuro Jagadidam.
Bijasyantarivankuro Jagadidam.
Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha.
Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha.
Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana Vaichitra Chitri Kritam.
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 Maya Viva Vijrumbhayatyapi Mahayogi Vayasvechaya.
Maya Viva
Vijrumbhayatyapi Mahayogi Vayasvechaya. Maya Viva Vijrumbhayatyapi Mahayogi Vayasvechaya.
Maya Viva
Vijrumbhayatyapi Mahayogi Vayasvechaya. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshinamurtaye.
Chant this now.
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Sadatmakam
Asat Kalpartha Gambhasate Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam Asat Kalpartha Gambhasate
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Sadatmakam Asat Kalpartha Gambhasate Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam
Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam
Asat Kalpartha Gambhasate Sakshat Tattvam Asiti Veda Vachasa Sakshat Tattvam Asiti Veda Vachasa Yo Bodhayatya Shritan Sakshat Tattvam Asiti Veda Vachasa Yo Bodhayatya Shritan Yat Sakshat Karanad Bhavena Punaravrittir Bhavambho Nidhau Yat Sakshat Karanad Bhavena Punaravrittir Bhavambho Nidhau Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Okay.
Shri Dakshinamurtaye Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam
Asat Kalpartha Gambhasate
Sakshat Tattvam Asiti Veda Vachasa Yo Bodhayatya Shritan Yat Sakshat Karanad Bhavena Punaravrittir Bhavambho Nidhau Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshinamurtaye
Can you chant it?
Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam Asatkalpatakam Vasate Sakshat Tattvam Asiti Veda Vachasa Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo
Bodhayatyashritan Yo Malokalama Sofa. Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo
Bodhayatyashritan Yat Sakshat Karanad Bhavin
Yat
Sakshat Karanad Bhavin Punaravrittir Bhavambho Nidhau
Punaravrittir
Bhavambho Nidhau Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Shri Dakshina Murtaye
Shri Dakshina Murtaye
We have to go to the fourth verse. Before we go there, we have to review what we have seen in the earlier verses. Atma Apnoti Sarvam Iti Atma. That which pervades everything is Atma. Therefore, the word Atma implies the all-pervasive, secondless, non-dual, only reality. And this Atma, the all-pervasive reality, all-pervasive truth, all-pervasive reality, you know, is eternal, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent and non-dual. This Atma has two different words. It is implied by two different words with adjectives as Jiva Atma and Parama Atma from two different standpoints, from two different, as two different aspects. As Chit aspect, the same Atma is said to be the truth of the individual, Jiva Atma. As Sat aspect, as existence aspect, is said to be the truth of the whole, the universe, Paramatma. In fact, we can drop both these words, Jivaha and Paramaha, and take only one word, Atma, hereafter. Why? Initially, to understand, you need to use these two words as Jiva Atma and Parama Atma. The truth of the universe is Parama Atma. The truth of the individual is Jiva Atma. The same reality, the all-pervasive reality, as a Chit aspect is said to be the Jiva Atma. A Sat aspect is said to be the Paramatma. Are they two different things? No. Atma is only one, isn't it? That is what. Therefore, we can use, we have understood the first verse unfolded the Chit aspect as the truth of the individual. The second verse explained the Sat aspect, the truth of the whole. And the third verse reveals the oneness of the identity, oneness of the Sat and Chit. Aikyam of oneness of Sat and Chit. Therefore, we can say Sat Chit Atma, the all pervasive reality, the consciousness existence. Or you can say existence, consciousness, Satchidatma, Sat, Chit, Atma. You can say Sachidatma. Is it clear? And here we saw Yasya Spuranam, the third verse. Yasya Spuranam Yeva Sadatmakam Bhasate. Asat Kalpartagam Sadatmakam Bhasate. Yasya Spuranam. Yasya means the Paramatma, the absolute self, in fact, existence. What is Paramatma here? The pure existence alone is what now? Yasya Spuranam, existence, manifestation of existence is there. Bhasate shines. The existence, this manifestation of pure existence shines where Asat Kalpartagam, in every Namarupa you see is what? Asat Kalpartha. Asat Kalpartagam Sadatmaka means the existence is manifest in the form of what? No, manifest as the existence of every Namarupa. Asat means that which is non-existent. Kalpa means as good as. So every mithya object is not non-existent object, but is as good as non-existent. Is it clear now? Every namarupa in this world, every object of knowledge is mithya. Every object of knowledge is mithya. And every object of knowledge which is mithya is said to be as good as non-existent. Why? Because it has no independent existence. So, asat kalpartagam bhasate. The existence is manifest. There is manifestation of existence as what? As the existence of every asat kalpartha, every object. Okay, you cannot say I'm not experiencing Paramatma. You can't say that. You are experiencing Paramatma. What is Paramatma? The existence. Where is Paramatma? You are experiencing Paramatma when you experience every object. When you experience the form, there is existence of form. Is Paramatma. Form is the object. You have to remember our Drik Drishya class. Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam. Then, Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam Nama Chetyam Shapanchakam Adyatrayam Brahma Rupam Jagad Rupam Tatodvayam. Ragam is changed, different melody, so don't. So, bhati, when you say asti, when you say every namarupam has what now? Asti. Asti is existence. Asti stands for existence. Namarupam is what? Object. Therefore, in experiencing every object, you are seeing both existence. You never see an object minus existence. The pure existence, the Paramatma, is there manifest as the existence of every Namarupam. But when you're what you're experiencing is what now? Existence with Namarupa. You can never experience the existence without the Namarupa. Existence with the Namarupa is what now? Manifest existence. Existence minus Ramarupa is pure existence. The pure for you to be able to experience the existence, there must be Namarupa, which is a manifesting medium. In the presence of an object, manifestation, the manifesting medium, you're able to experience existence as the existence of an object. When the Namarupam is not there, object is not there, pure existence not available for experience, because pure existence is what? You know, pure consciousness. It is not an object. Therefore, it's available only as the subject of knowledge for recognition. So, yasya spuranam, yasya paramatmanaha spuranam, sadatmakam spuranam, kalpartagam bhasate. Then we saw, then that sadatmakam bhasate, yasyaiva spuranam sadatmakam asat kalpartagam bhasate. Sakshat tattvamasiti vedavachasa yo bodhayatya shritan. And here the teacher teaches. The teacher is yaha bodhayati. The teacher reveals, what now? Reveals the fact through teaching. The teacher reveals, I was thinking of your entering. So here, yaha bodhayati ashritan. Ashritaha means those who have taken refuge. Those who have surrendered are called ashritaha. Adekkalam adendavargal ashritaha. Ashritan bodhayati. So, yaha bodhayati, ashritan bodhayati. Whom does the teacher teach? He teaches the ashritaha. Bodhayati. So, yaha bodhayati, ashritan bodhayati. He teaches those who have surrendered to the teacher. But what does he teach? Tattvam asi iti veda vachasa. He does not hear. Teaching is only through, what now? Teaching is what now? He bodhayati, he reveals the fact, he makes the student, bodhanam means making the student see what the teacher sees is bodhanam, is teaching. Making the student see what the teacher sees is bodhanam, teaching. So, bodhayati means he makes the student see what exactly the teacher sees. Bodhayati. How does he make the student see what he sees? How does he reveal the truth? You know, Veda Vachasa. Veda Vachas means statement of Veda, words of Veda, by the word of the Veda, by the statement of the Veda, by words of Veda. What is the Veda Vakyam here? Mahavakyam. What is a Mahavakyam? A Mahavakyam which reveals the identity between the individual and the total, the Lord, the whole, is a Mahavakyam. And how many Mahavakyams are there? So many Mahavakyams are there, but only few we take as sample examples from each Veda. And this particular Mahavakyam, Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam, is from Chandogya Upanishad. And this is Tattvam Asi Iti Veda Vachasa. The teacher makes the student understand the fact of one's own self being the Paramatma. He does not understand, the teaching does not reveal the consciousness, the Atma. The teaching does not reveal the existence. The teaching makes the student understand the existence, Paramatma, being pure consciousness, the Jiva, Atma. Tattvam asi iti veda vachasa bodhayati. And the most significant word is what now? Sakshat. How does he teach? Katam bodhayati. Sakshat bodhayati. This very word is very, it has a great technical significance. Sakshat bodhayati. He teaches directly is the literal meaning. What does it mean by saying the teacher teaches directly? Directly means, as the teaching takes place, the student is able to appreciate the fact. the student being able to appreciate the fact that Paramatma, the existence, is none other than consciousness, which is one's own self. You know, that is what we say, Sakshat Bodha. When I say, you have to remember this important teaching here, Sakshat. See, Jnanam. When teaching always results in Jnanam. Teaching should result in producing the knowledge or dawning of knowledge, rising of knowledge on the part of the student, in the mind of a student. Knowledge should take place. Knowledge should rise. Knowledge should dawn. So when knowledge takes place, like, I mean, knowledge always can take place. Two divisions of knowledge is there. Two divisions of knowledge means what now? Suppose, now somebody has gone to some place. Now our Janathanji has come back. And then he has gone to Vaishnav Devi temple, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Badrinath, Kedarnath. He has done Chardham Yatra and has come back. And none of us here has visited that place. We haven't been to that, we haven't done Chardham Yatra. We have no idea or whatsoever about the place. Now he tells us everything clearly, how he entered, how he went there, how, what all he saw. He describes, he gives us the description of the whole place. What all, how, no, Kedarnath looked, how the roads were, how steep they were, how nice they were, how there's a flow of Ganga. He describes the whole picture. When you listen to his very picturesque description of his, the, all the place, we all have the knowledge. Now when he describes, when you listen to his description serves as sort of teaching and the knowledge arises in your mind. You can have some understanding of what he says. That knowledge, first-hand information, that knowledge we can say is as good as book knowledge. When you read a book, before you start, Taumani Amma, she has gotten me another book also. All of it shows the description of the Chardham Yatra. So that and this tallies, no? Therefore what now? The knowledge which you gain by listening to the description of a given place, that knowledge is what now? Book, like the book knowledge, or you can say indirect knowledge. You have the knowledge, but this indirect knowledge, paroksha jnanam. Say now, paroksha jnanam. Then you plan next, when is the next very good season, and we will all plan, and we'll all go, we'll take them also with us, and we'll all go again to Badrinath, Kedarnath, and we see all those places, then you see, yes, this is a hot water spring. Yes, this is the temple Badrinath. This is the Lord Vishnu here. You have your own, you yourself have directly, what no, have direct knowledge. You go and see, that direct knowledge is called what now? Pratyaksha Jnanam. So now, Pratyaksha Jnanam. Direct knowledge. So here knowledge involves what now? First you have paroksha jnanam, then you have pratyaksha jnanam. This is one way of having paroksha jnanam and pratyaksha jnanam. Indirect knowledge and direct knowledge. And similarly, suppose the physics teacher comes to the class and he, or mathematics teacher comes to the class and he teaches. You know, he teaches. He teaches, suppose he explains the formula, some formula, and you understand, he step by step, he puts all the steps involved, and then he makes it very clear to you in the class, you understand. You have an understanding. Suppose he, in a simple kindergarten, not kindergarten, maybe in high school classroom, the teacher comes and teaches you, you know, water is H2O. The fusion of hydrogen oxygen is H2O. You only understand, you have heard, you know, hydrogen is the name of a gas, oxygen is the name of a gas, and fusion it becomes water, you know, you understand that. But really you have not experimented yourself. When the teacher teaches, the knowledge is so clear for you, even then what happens? You have only indirect knowledge. When you yourself go to the laboratory, you're sitting in the lab, you take two gases and you're in a given condition, when you fuse them and then there is water gets formed. Then you understand what now? That is direct knowledge. The direct knowledge involves what now? Effort. Now you experiment it and that knowledge happens. Indirect knowledge also what now actually involves effort. Anyway, direct knowledge also is of an object other than you. You are the knower. When the knowledge takes place, whether it is a knowledge of a place or knowledge of a place called a given place. First, indirect knowledge takes place, then also you are the knower. There is indirect knowledge is of an object, which is different from you. When the same knowledge of a given place takes place, direct knowledge takes place, direct knowledge of a given place takes place, then also knowledge is of an object and you are the knower there. And here also when you have the knowledge of H2O being water in the class, by listening to the teacher, there also you have knowledge of an object, which is knowledge of an indirect knowledge of an object. So also when you yourself experiment and arrive at the conclusion H2O is water, the direct knowledge also is of an object only. In every, there is a knowledge of that object, you are the knower, you are the subject of knowledge, you are different from the object known. Isn't it? Therefore, such divisions are possible only with reference to, first I have to have an indirect knowledge, thereafterwards, which you can say people talk about as theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. Isn't it? Book knowledge, direct knowledge. These divisions are possible only with reference to the knowledge of an object. Is it clear? So we are so much oriented towards this direct indirect knowledge business. So we think self knowledge also involves such divisions. What do we think? We have to go to the class, sit and study with the help of the teacher, understand the Upanishads and Gita, and knowledge takes place, and afterwards people say only theoretical knowledge, there is no practical knowledge, and we want to go back home or to resort, meditation center, and sit and meditate, there one fine day I will have the realization of the self. Isn't it? That is the wrong concept. Very, very wrong understanding. That is what Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada wants to make it very clear. There is no such thing as direct knowledge first, thereafter indirect knowledge first, and indirect knowledge, that paroksha jnanam, pratyaksha jnanam is only of an object. Here, with reference to the Vedantic teaching, when the teacher teaches, knowledge is neither indirect nor direct. It doesn't involve any division. Such division is not there. That means that knowledge is what now? Immediate knowledge. It's called aparoksha jnanam. Neither pratyaksha jnanam nor paroksha jnanam. It is what now? Aparoksha jnanam. We call it immediate knowledge. When the teacher unfolds, sat is chit. You are chit, and sat is chit means The teacher says, Tattvam Asi. In the mind of a student, knowledge rises. What knowledge rises? Not knowledge of consciousness, not knowledge of existence. Knowledge rises, Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, knowledge rises. So doesn't involve what? Division is not involved. It's called Sakshat Bodaha. It's called Sakshat Karanam. It's called Sakshat Karaha. Because people who are used to Puranas, Sakshatkara means, and we think Bhagavan comes as a Shankha Chakra Gada Dhari, comes and stands in front of you, asks Mahane, what do you want? And then this person also says, no, I want this boon. What boon? I want to be immortal forever. Bhagavan feels so bad. I can give you anything you can ask me for. One thing I cannot give you is what? Immortality. Why? You're already immortal. And he feels, no, he has to recognize that fact. That is why that face to face, no, Sakshat Karma, but no. I had face to face interview with Bhagavan. That will never take place according to Vedanta Shastram. Okay? Face to face business is not involved here. Therefore, Sakshat Karha means what now? There is, this division is not involved in that knowledge. It's very clear. That, you know, first direct knowledge, thereafter the indirect knowledge, then direct knowledge. Self-realization. That's why he says, I have to sit in meditation, I have to have experience of samadhi, then the intuition, and then by which I'll realize the self. It's a wrong understanding, because in fact Paramatmananda says very beautifully, intuition is not important, tuition is important. Teaching is important. He says, now this is Yaha Bodhayati Ashritan. No, Katham Ashrayati Sakshat. As he teaches, this understanding happens. What understanding happens? Aham Brahma Asmi. This is the Sakshat. In fact, initially when the teacher teaches, he can tell you what? When you do have identity with the body, mind, sense complex, the teacher will teach initially like this. The pure existence, the Paramatma, obtaining in this cosmos, Paramatma, the pure existence, obtaining in the universe, the cosmos, the whole, is what? Is nothing but the pure consciousness obtaining in the jivaha, you know, the micro individual jivaha. In you, the Paramatma obtaining in the universe is what? The whole cosmos is the existence obtaining in, the consciousness obtaining in you, the individual. Initially he teaches, when you have identity with the body, mind, sense complex, as you keep on listening Tattvabodha, Upadesha Saram, and then Nadriktrishiveka, having understood little bit, then the teacher has to change. He will not say, the existence obtaining in, existence the Paramatma, obtaining in the universe is the consciousness you. He does not use in you. The consciousness obtaining in you, the individual, first he says. Thereafter he'll say what now? The existence, the Paramatma obtaining in the universe is the consciousness you. Not obtaining in you, in you. The difference, have you understood the difference now? In you, you. The existence is what? consciousness which is you. Tat saha aham. Teacher will say what now? Saha paramatma tvamasi, tat brahma tvamasi. The understanding happens, saha paramatma ahamasmi soham. Not what pranayama, okay? It's for understanding. Saha aham. No, ar aham brahma asmi. Therefore, it is what now? Direct means what? Immediately that jnanam rises. What rises? The knowledge, vritti rises in your mind. Parinama, vritti parinama, isn't it? The knowledge rises, akhanda akara vritti jnanam rises, that is direct. So, tattvamasi iti veda vachasa ashritan bodhayati guruhu. Sakshad bodhayati. When the teacher teaches, then what happens? Sakshatkaranam takes place. When the teacher teaches you directly, now you know what is direct teaching. Okay, direct teaching means what? The knowledge of the vastu, the absolute reality being one's own self rises in the mind. Is clear now? It is direct. Immediate knowledge, aparoksha jnanam siddhyati. Then, the teacher says, yat sakshat karanat, when that knowledge rises. Sakshat karana means what here? When the student, the knowledge rises in the mind of a student, that aham brahma asmi, know that Paramatma, the existence, pure existence, is none other than the pure consciousness, I am, when he understands, then what now? Bhava ambo nidau punaha avrittihi nasti na bhavet. No, there is no punaravrittihi. Rebirth is not there in this bhava ambo nidhi, in the ocean of samsara. Ambas means water. Ambo nidhi means ocean. In the ocean of samsara, samsara is likened to ocean because of its vastness. How vast it is, beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Isn't it? Therefore, it is beginningless, endless, is what now? Cycle of births and deaths. Therefore, it is likened to samsagara, ocean. Isn't it? This ocean of births and deaths, this cycle of births and deaths, in this, he does not get entangled in this cycle of births and deaths. He becomes free from this bondage of cycle of births and deaths. Punaha avrittihi na bhavati. A person becomes wise person. Isn't it? Now here the question comes, punaravrittihi. Punaha means again. Avrittihi means coming into existence. Now punaravrittihi, but now repeatedly coming into existence, is called rebirth. Rebirth is possible only if the first birth is there. Isn't it? Rereading, re-understanding, isn't it? Rereading. Anything when you do, once you must have done, second time you do it, is called what now? Re. Isn't it? The very prefix re cannot be used for Atma. Why? When was Atma born first for it to be born again? Isn't it? So once the identity becomes very clear, a body I, the substance of the substantive I is pure consciousness. There's no doubt. Mind is an object of knowledge, senses are objects of knowledge, pranas are objects of knowledge, body is objects of knowledge, all the body, mind, sense, complex, the every whole jagat, every object of knowledge which has independent existence, which is mithya, which is as good as non-existent, that mithya jagat is what? Atma only. Body is atma. Atma is not the body. Don't say atma is body something different, okay? There's no different thing here. Body is atma. Mind is atma. Senses are atma. Pranas are atma. The whole, anything external to the body, mind's complex also is atma. All that is here is only the atma. But atma is not anything. Is it clear? Remember the example. H2O is not the wave. H2O is not the ocean. But the entire ocean, all the waves are nothing but H2O. It is not enough if you simply say H2O is not the ocean. If you say your knowledge is half-baked. You have to be very clear. H2O is not the ocean. First step. When does it become complete? Ocean is nothing but H2O. You have to resolve it. That is when knowledge is complete. Similarly, Atma, the substance of the substantive I in every individual, in every being is pure consciousness. Substance of the substantive I in every individual is what? Pure consciousness. That pure consciousness is the pure existence. Pure consciousness, which is the pure existence, is manifest as the existence of every namarupam here. Like H2O, the truth is manifest as the existence of every wave here. Pure consciousness is the pure existence, which is manifest as the existence of every namarupam here. Is it clear? Therefore, here we have to understand, and that pure consciousness is not the body, not the mind, not the senses, not the pranas, not anything in the world. But the body is the conscious atma, the consciousness. Body is atma, mind is atma, senses are atma, whole prapancha is atma, all that here is only atma. Is it clear? When you say, this is how established the non-duality. Oneness of reality. Because when you say the whole prapancha is atma, you established what? The whole prapancha has no independent existence, therefore doesn't have countability as second thing, therefore whole prapancha is atma. What satyam is? What is there is only satyam, a secondless, non-dual reality, which is atma, the consciousness, the existence. Is it clear now? Therefore, this, that existence is the existence of every object. When you say tree is, light is, every object has what now? Existence. Isn't it? Every object, nama rupam, in fact, every object becomes what? Reflecting medium, manifesting medium for existence. No, in fact, when you do the sixth verse, it becomes much clearer. You go understand something little more here about this. So here, this is manifesting medium. Therefore, when the jagat is, there, what happens now? When the whole jagat shines, there is, jagat is means manifesting existence is. Manifest existence is. Jagat resolves, pure existence is. Why pure existence? Existence is always pure existence only, but existence gets the name manifest existence in the presence of jagat. When the jagat resolves, it's like what? Pure light and manifest light. If I move my hand in the light, and you see what now? You see my hand, how, because of what? My very perception of my very hand itself is because of the light. Perception of light presupposes what? Perception of hand presupposes exist perception of light. There's no such thing called hand experience without the light experience, isn't it? But when the hand is there, and this light gets the status what now? As manifest light. When the hand goes, still light continues to be there, pure light. Similarly, when the jagat is, there is Paramatma manifest. Jagat resolves, Paramatma alone still is. Jagat is manifest, existence is manifest. Jagat is resolved, pure existence continues to be there as pure consciousness. Is it clear now? This is what the teaching. Yaha bodhayat. That pure consciousness is what? You. Not in you. Okay? Where is existence? Existence obtains as the manifest existence in every nama rupa. That existence, Paramatma, which is originally pure existence, is what? You, the consciousness. Tat Brahma, Tat Parama, no, Saha Parama Atma, Tvam Chaitanyam Asi. And now, you are that Paramatma. The teacher teaches, then Sakshat Karanam Bhavati. What Sakshat Karanam Bhavati? Same meaning. Sakshat Karanam Bhavati means, Sakshat Karaha happens means, there the understanding of existence being consciousness, which is one's own Swarupam, takes place. One's own Swarupam is what? Not only my Swarupam, Swarupam of every being here. Everything that is here is what now? Only one. So, yat sakshat karanat, then he understands, if I, the self, am the consciousness existence, satchid atma aham asmi, aham satchid atma asmi. Understand now, aham satchid atma asmi, I, the self, am the existence consciousness. If this aham is resolved in consciousness, and thus that consciousness existence have birth. Never did it have birth. No. Therefore, is there a rebirth? Then he can say what now? Punaha avruttihi katam bhavati. Rebirth, how does the rebirth happen? Understand now? Punaha, what understanding has to happen? What is that understanding? Aham Brahma Asmi. So, punaha avrittihi, by listening again and again and again and again, mind becomes subtler and subtler and subtler. Cognitively, you will be more skillful. It will drop. Okay? This knowledge will drop. When I say knowledge will dawn, means what? Of the fact. Not of the Atma. Okay. Therefore, here, this Sakshat Karanatu Punaha Ambo Nidav Bhava Ambo Nidav Avrittihi Na Bhavet. There is no such thing called rebirth for me, the consciousness existence. This is the understanding of the wise person. Therefore, the teacher teaches, then their immediate knowledge takes place on the part of the student. Then, because of that immediate knowledge, one understands the birthlessness of the Atma. Thereby, one understands one's identity being consciousness, the Atma. One recognizes where is the rebirth for the Atma. Understand? Therefore, and he knows I itself am Satchid Atma. I do not go and come. I was never born. There is no death for me, the consciousness existence. But in me, the Jagat comes. Body maintenance complex comes and goes. Other things come and go. The whole material prapanchaha comes, stays, goes. Comes, stays, goes. Comes, stays, and goes. Jayate asti gacchati, jayate asti gacchati, jayate tishtati gacchati iti jagat. What now? Then I see. If the identity is with the consciousness, it is existence. I, in the very clear understanding, substance of the substantive I is pure consciousness, existence means I itself am Satchidatma. If that vision is very clear, no, it's a fact already. When it becomes true to your understanding, what happens? You can be, you can remain unaffected by anything. What is that? In dream, you know how. No, the dream happens in you. If you know the dream being not real, then dream can become unpaid free channel. No, the dream being dream is not very clear. Dream being dream is not very clear, then what happens? Dream becomes real means nightmare. You can convert a dream into a nightmare, or you can convert into a free channel, unpaid channel. Choice. In similarly, if you have jnanam, identity is what now? I itself am the consciousness existence, then the whole jagat will be what now? Like a free channel. Will be unaffected. Otherwise, jagat will become a nightmare. So that is, yes, sakshat karanat, ambhava ambonidav, punaha avrittihi na bhavet. Isn't it? That Paramatma is none other than Dakshinamurtihi. Dakshinamurtihi another than that Paramatma. This Dakshinamurtihi is another than that Paramatma, who is in the form of the teacher Gurumurtihi. Unto that Gurumurtihi, who is another than Dakshinamurtihi, who is another than Paramatma, the existence obtaining in the whole jagat, which is obtaining in every being as pure consciousness. Unto him my salutations. Okay, this is the old lesson. Actually, the whole Vedantic teaching has been made clear in first three verses. Entire Prasthana Trayam's teaching is over in first three verses. But still clarity has to come. Don't think well, it's enough. I'm just saying, the condensed. Now, the rest of the verses are elaborate commentary on the what has been explained in the first three verses. So what does it mean? If you have understood already, fine. If you have not it, you are not yet clear also, okay. The rest of the verses will take care of your clarity. You are supposed to have gained by understanding the first three verses. Okay? We'll go to the fourth verse now.
Nana chidra gatodara sthita. Nana chidra gatodara sthita. Mahadeepa prabhabhaswaram. Mahadeepa prabhabhaswaram. நானாச்சித்ரகடோதரஸ்தித மகாதீபப்ரபாபாஸ்வரம் ஞானம் யஸ்யது சக்ஷுராதிகரண த்வாரா ஞானம் யஸ்யது சக்ஷுராதிகரண த்வாரா பஹிஸ்பந்ததே ஜானாமீதி தமேவ பாந்தம் அனுபாத்யேதத்சமஸ்தம் ஜகத் தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம். ஸ்ரீதட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நானாச்சித்ரகடோதரஸ்தித
மகாதீபப்ரபாபாஸ்வரம்
ஞானம் யஸ்யது சக்ஷுராதிகரண த்வாரா பஹிஸ்பந்ததே
ஜானாமீதி தமேவ பாந்தம்
அனுபாத்யேதத்சமஸ்தம் ஜகத் தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம். ஸ்ரீதட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே
நானாச்சித்ரகடோதரஸ்தித
மகாதீபப்ரபாபாஸ்வரம் ஞானம் யஸ்யது
சக்ஷுராதிகரண த்வாரா பஹிஸ்பந்ததே
ஜானாமீதி தமேவ பாந்தம்
அனுபாத்யேதத்சமஸ்தம் ஜகத்
தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம். ஸ்ரீதட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே
See again here, Swamiji's words, you cannot physically squeeze the cosmos. If you cognitively squeeze the cosmos, what will come out and what will remain will be pure existence. If we squeeze the individual, not physically, cognitively, what will remain will be pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure existence. Pure existence is pure consciousness.
విచ్ ఈస్ ది ఆత్మా సచ్చిదాత్మా. ది సచ్చిదాత్మా యు కెన్ నెవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, నెవర్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఆబ్జెక్టిఫికేషన్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ రికగ్నిషన్ ఓన్లీ యాజ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. బట్ దిస్ ఆత్మ చైతన్యం, దిస్ సచ్చిదాత్మ విచ్ ఈస్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద బీయింగ్స్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్. All the time it is available, it's experienced, not as a, no, it is available, it is experienced as what? Self-evidently experienced. This Achyudatma is of the nature of self-evidence. Consciousness is what? No, actually self-evident. Self-evidence, Swayam Prakashatvam, Swayam Prakashaha, Swayam Prakasha Atma, we say. Swayam Prakasha Atma, Swayam Prakashatvam is what? No, is the main, one of the important concepts we have to understand. So Shankara Bhagavatpada in this verse establishes the self-evidence nature of the Atma. Swayam Prakashatvam of the Atma is unfolded in this verse. Because it is self-evident, Atma is ever self-evident, ever evident and self-evident. And out of what now? Self-existent. Swayam Siddha. Isn't it? Swayam Siddha. Swayam Prakashaha. It is ever evident. It is established in this verse, the fourth verse. And this verse is in fact the essence of the teaching of the verse, famous verse from Mundaka Upanishad, which you all know. Remember, can you remember? Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam తస్య భాషా సర్వమిదం విభాతి. దిస్ ద వర్స్. దట్ వర్స్ ఇస్ అగైన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. ఆత్మా ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎవిడెంట్. ఆత్మా ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎవిడెంట్ మీన్స్ యునో వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఇట్ టోల్డ్ యూ ఎర్లియర్, నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ what? No, there is knowledge of an object can be paroksha jnanam. Knowledge of an object can be pratyaksha jnanam. Isn't pratyaksha jnanam paroksha jnanam? The divisions are involved in knowledge of an object, but knowledge of atma does not involve such divisions. I told you. Now I tell you one more thing. Knowledge of an object which involves division such as direct knowledge and indirect knowledge also involves a process. Knowledge of an object is an event. What does it mean? I'll give you 5 to 15 minutes break, you can come back and then I can continue.